Should we do it then?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Jordan and his friends and all the usual shenanigans, following the dream.
Hi, mate.
Hey, mate.
Hi, mate.
Hey, mate. You're all right. Oh, he's on the beers. That's what it is.
Yep.
Can of John Smith's.
Like, I'm on the beers.
You like Barry White, then, I mate.
Sorry?
Hey, Barry White? No?
Yeah, but how does he go?
He went, hey, mate. That's exactly what you did. Why are you on John Smith's this early in the day?
No, it was just like I bought him for the tribute episode a couple of weeks ago. And then it didn't go as planned, and I forgot to drink them.
We should mention the tribute show and thank Andrew Bossman. That was a nice piece you put together.
It was.
Did you like that?
Yeah, it was really good.
Really good.
Yeah, really nice. I had a
Although
listen.
Somebody got my name wrong. Oh. Well, got a few names wrong twice in the podcast.
Go
we'll let them off.
No, it wasn't me, was it?
No, oh. No.
Who was it?
In one of the messages, Vicky, she was referenced to me reference to someone else as me.
All right.
Yeah, and that was that basically.
Vicky, your sister. What? Oh no, Vicky, your personal assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what she is?
Well, that's what you keep telling everybody she is.
I don't know did we clear this up a little while ago? Somebody actually thought I was your personal assistant. Can we just clarify that's not the case?
Hang on. Did they?
Yes.
Who?
Adam from the ADHD podcast.
You're saying it.
Wow.
I think you're confusing it. You look like his helper. Taking him out for the day, looking after him.
Wow. That's good, that.
We're starting early, aren't we? He's on the beer. Angry boss man's been quite angry already.
I have today, haven't I? Yeah. I don't know where that's come from.
He's already assaulted Jordan, if everybody's listening.
Yeah. Before we came on air.
Hang on, there might be a claim in that. Let's just wheel that back. And it's like, no, I didn't mean to hurt you.
Jordan, I'm going to show you this teddy, and I want you to tell me where he touched you. Should we move on?
Shall we?
Yeah, what's been happening?
Yeah, should we move on?
Come on, what's been happening?
Oh, Kevin! I've done my homework.
Yeah, right, go on.
Yeah, I've done my homework.
I mean, it's not the right homework, but go on.
Yeah, I watched
that. Is this the homework from about 2 months ago?
No, I watched that film, didn't I?
So, from 2 months
Which
ago?
Which one?
The I can't remember the name of it now.
Naked Gun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it called a prequel? Do we have it like that?
No, it's ongoing. Are we doing a movie review?
Yeah, I'm
telling
you.
Have we got movie review music? Oh. Go on, what did you think of the movie?
Well, a lot of the humour was lost on me. And I think it was because I hadn't seen, like, the originals. So a lot of it was lost on me, but I think it was lost because, as well as, like I've just said, I haven't seen the originals, but the humour is of its time, and you don't use it anymore.
That's the interesting point. The whole point about that particular film I thought was worth us having a chat about, because if anybody's listening, we're talking about Naked Gun, which is the new movie. Mm. About Police Squad and Frank Drebin, if you remember, that's his name. Yeah. And Liam Neeson plays Frank Drebin Jr.
Yeah.
And if you remember, Andrew, back in the day, Police Squad, Airplane, all them kind of daft things with the daft jokes or whatever. And that movie now, because it's come out now, not everybody, as you say, quite gets that humour. It's like, well, it's a bit stupid, that.
Does it not carry over?
Is it
old-fashioned?
It's very old-fashioned. It's exactly the same humour they did in Police Squad and Airplane and all that. Yeah. And it's just the funniest thing
ever. I thought it was timeless, though.
But young people at the moment, they don't get it.
They need Get Out more.
But it's like staff things. Can you remember the scene where he says, would you like to take a chair? No, take a seat.
Yeah.
And she just picks the chair up and walks out the room.
I got that bit, yeah.
You know, stuff, just stuff like that.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is. It
oh,
is.
The kids are today.
I did enjoy it. There was a little nod to, you like this, Andrew.
Mm.
There's, if you just picture this scene, and it's near the beginning. So you've got a hallway at the police station with all the pictures of the fathers.
Oh, no, you go in there.
So Frank Drebin Jr. is knelt down, and he looks up, and there's a picture of Frank Drebin.
Right.
And he's like, nods, you know, daddy. And then he goes to another guy, and he nods at his picture. Then he goes to this black guy, and he's son of O.J. Simpson. And he looks up at the picture, then looks at the camera, breaks the third wall, and goes, just shakes his head. It's like, no. I'll leave that. So what kind of score are you going to give it?
I'll be fair.
Mm. Did it entertain you?
Yeah.
Yes.
But so, you weren't rolling about laughing then?
No. I wasn't rolling, no. So I'll just give it a 9.
A 9?
Oh, yeah. 9.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that I liked it, but because I didn't get the like the humour so, as per se, yeah. I'll that's why it doesn't get a 10.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm probably on the same as you. I'd go for a 9. Maybe an 8.5, something like that. And Andrew's not seen it, so he can't score it, can you?
No, but I probably will watch it at some point.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, yeah.
Please do, Andrew.
I love all the airplane movies and Police Squad.
Yeah.
Classic TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, but can I tell you not to do something?
What?
Don't call me Shirley.
Surely you can't be serious. One of my favourite lines was when they say things like, quick, we need to get him to hospital. Why, what is it, doctor? Oh, it's a big building full of doctors, but that's not important right now. Halloween, Halloween, the dream. I have been the busiest man alive, as you know.
Yeah.
I've been everywhere. I've toured the UK with a bunch of darts dudes.
Yeah.
And we have had the odd phone call, haven't we, while I've been on the road?
Yeah.
And we sing down the phone to each other, Andrew, and say, I love you.
That's a bit weird.
Yeah, but we are weird, aren't we?
Yeah.
Andrew, what have you been up to?
Been in bed most of the last 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, not well.
Oh, right.
Yeah, not that.
I was going to say,
yeah, just not well. I've had flu, man flu, man down.
Have you?
Yeah.
Man flu's actually a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, this was. This was something horrible. I don't know what it was. Yeah,
women don't understand it. I think it is worse than childbirth.
They really do think we just make this up.
Yeah, honestly.
It was touch and go for a little while, I'll be honest.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I pulled through.
Did you manage to watch Jerry Springer all day or whatever was on TV? Loose Women?
No, but...
Well,
I've bought a TV licence.
Why have
so
you not
I can now watch all the crap you lot watch.
Oh, good man.
Yeah. I thought he was going to say then I bought something with me and he said TV licence.
But have you actually bought a telly?
No, I've always had a telly.
Oh, right.
I just watch YouTube. I don't watch telly.
Is your telly square? Does it have a girl on it at midnight that pops up?
Just with a scorecard type thing. No.
With a puppy, a teddy or
whatever. No. No, it's a proper telly, but I've now got a TV licence.
So we can start recommending stuff to watch, can't we?
Yeah. I mean, there's no guarantee I'll watch it, obviously, but yeah, you can.
No, you should try and join in, you know.
I will try and join in.
Excellent.
And now... I know you want to talk about this, and I'm not sure about you, Andrew, but I'm going to bring up my song list.
Yes!
Okay, so this is... I asked you to write a little blog, didn't I?
You did.
Which is up on our website. What's the website address?
What?
What's the website address?
www.forthedream.co.uk.
There you go. Yeah. And I asked you to do what?
You asked me to... Right, a list of, I can't remember whether it was 10 or 5 songs.
Your 10 favourite songs.
10 favourite songs.
And here's me thinking, this will be nice and happy and jolly.
Yep. And song number one was, My Dog Just Got Hit By A Car. Song number two is, My Gerbil's Dead. Song, it's like the most depressing song list ever.
Were you not in a good place when you were writing that top 10? Because you seem quite happy today. Admittedly, you got a tin of John Smith's in front of you.
No, I didn't. No, they're just my favourite songs.
Okay.
And unfortunately for you, they're...
Miserable as Sin.
Yes. I think you do need to go to do some training with like our PR department or something. You know what I mean?
PR department? What's that?
Well, any department, just the department that could give you some advice on, right? This in blogs, you know.
Yeah.
Not like all this death and destruction.
Yeah, well, I'm just being truthful.
This song reminds me.
But when the Amanda Holden team look at your Facebook over the years,
yeah,
look, oh, this guy's a miserable sod, isn't he?
This song reminds me of all the children starving in Ethiopia. It's like, what? Hang on, I've got something I need to talk to you about.
Go on then, what are you talking about?
Both of you about.
Talk to me.
Have you been watching the news? Drones. Amazon officially have launched drone deliveries.
In the UK?
Yes.
Have they?
They're doing
no.
it. They're doing it in Scotland at the moment, and it looks like... I can't even describe it. It looks like a bit of a rocket with legs, if you like.
Yeah.
And it holds a parcel.
Yeah.
It leaves the depot.
Right.
And it comes over like, whatever you don't order a washing machine, give it
to it'll come through the roof right into the kitchen where you need it.
Yeah, but I have.
The washer's here. They're dropping stuff off from the sky.
Yeah, I have heard about this. But when I heard about it, everything was up in the air.
Oh, my God.
Yeah?
Yeah, you just killed it now, Jordan. You can't help yourself, can you? In knobhead.
So is it coming to Manchester, then?
If we order something now.
I know, I'd like to see what happens.
We can order something. We'd be sat here doing a podcast and you'd hear an almighty on the roof.
On the roof.
It's here!
How am I going to get that off the roof?
Be amazing, let's do it.
Is it something we really need in life?
But it's funny, that,
yeah,
isn't
but where's
it?
Where's the parcel going to go?
Well, they just drop it in your garden.
Well, that's no use to anyone, is it?
Well, of course, you just stand
in
your garden.
If you buy a book and it rains?
Yeah.
True.
But Andrew's got a point there.
See?
But I think you'll get a message on your phone saying, like, you know, your parcel's arrived. You go out in the garden, you stand there like that. Yeah, your hands out.
I'm not at home, though. I'm in the office.
They drop it from 3,000 feet.
Yeah.
It's going to take some old deer out, isn't it? Some old deer's going to be in a garden doing a gardening.
Yes.
And she's going to be, like, hit by a book.
A washing machine. Be like a Monty Python's game. I'm going to order a piano.
What? I don't give a flying back. Fact number one.
Right.
I was once stuck in a queue to meet a YouTuber for 6 hours.
Oof.
No, 9 hours.
Oh, hang on a minute. It's already fallen apart. Go on.
9 hours. Fact number two, I have been to a cafe that is famed for its showing of retro cars.
Okay, right.
And fact number three, I am related to a chef distantly.
Mmm.
Mmm.
Who was the YouTuber? Was it a YouTuber? Fact one?
Yep.
Who was it?
His name...
You stumped him.
His name was Tom Syndicate.
And you waited 9 hours?
Yes.
9 hours?
Well, I vaguely remember this story with Jordan.
Yeah, but you went 9 hours?
I know it's a long time, isn't it? But I think you went to Birmingham or something like that to see him at some convention. So I think there's truth in that one.
All right.
I think the distant relative who's a chef...
Who's the chef?
I didn't know his name, even with my granddad's.
Is it someone famous or just a chef?
Just a chef.
Where did the chef work?
He related to
in the kitchen.
It was related to my granddad and he worked in Manchester, I think.
Okay. Well, I know the retro cars one.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, yeah, we know that one.
We've done that one before.
Yeah, the cafe up at Home Firth. What's that cafe called, by the way?
The Carding Shed.
Yeah, the Carding Shed. Big shout out to the Carding Shed.
9 hours in a queue.
I think that's true, that one.
I'm not having that.
No.
No.
I think he's exaggerated it. I think it's true. personally. Yeah.
Well, it started with 6 hours.
Yeah.
Then it went to 9.
Yeah.
So was it really 1 hour?
So I reckon it's the chef relation thing.
I think the chef is true.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
So you're going for...
I'm going to go with the 9 hours in a queue.
And I'm going for the chef thing. Jordan?
The lie is the chef.
Yay!
We're cooking with gas.
Okay. Are you ready for mine, boys?
Yep.
Okay. I once trended on Twitter with... You might have to bleep this. No, I won't swear. WTF. I once trended on Twitter with the hashtag of WTF is Kev. Are we clear on that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number two. I once fell off a speaker stack while singing Back in the USSR. Only it wasn't Back in the USSR, it was Back in the USSR as I fell. Do you get it?
Oh, God.
And fact number three, due to a typo, I once ordered 14 tons of tuna.
Sorry, I was just picturing that.
Disgust,
this
boys.
Didn't come via a drone, did it?
No.
Dropping it one by one.
Yeah.
God, what do you think?
So, WTF.
Yeah.
What was that all about? Why was that trending?
I was on a tour and I was locked out backstage of a venue with a bunch of screaming girls.
Right.
And I was trying to get back in. I couldn't get in. And the girls were like, who are you? I said, I'm Kev. So they started tweeting, who the F is Kev?
Yeah.
And then the band started tweeting it. And then I trended.
You trended?
Yeah.
Right.
On Twitter. Yeah.
Where were you when you fell off the speakers?
On top of the speaker. And then I fell off it. And I was singing Back in the USSR.
What venue?
By the Beatles. Glossop Comprehensive. In Glossop. It was a school lunchtime. We're doing a dinner time gig.
Yeah.
And it was...
Excuse me.
Is it quiz time? So cheating. It was a school time, lunchtime gig in Glossop Comp when I was a kid.
I can believe that.
Yeah, you having that one?
Any questions, Jordan?
When was this?
I just... 1989, something like 1990. No, it wouldn't have been then. 1980.
Right.
It would have been.
Yeah.
But God, I feel old.
Tuna.
You are old.
Yes.
So.
Easy error, easy mistake.
Well, yeah, but is it though, really?
I just said I want 14 tins of tuna.
14 tins or 14 tons?
No, I wanted 14 tins.
All right, but you got 14
tons. But the autocorrect kicked in, and it said ton. So I got 14 tons of tuna delivered.
Right, so somebody would have checked that with you, so that's the lie. There's no way somebody's sending you 14 ton of tuna.
What do you say, John?
Yeah, I agree with Bossman. I wasn't going to agree, but...
Why would you not agree with that, you numpty? That's the lie. Come on.
Yeah, but these...
Why are you even considering anything else?
Yeah, but half of these things, what you create that are lies...
They're all plausible.
Yeah.
Are things that I could imagine you doing.
The Amanda Holden Update.
Oh, my God!
With Jordan Anderson.
Oh, my God, indeed.
What have you got, Jordan?
Oh, herself and... What's his name? Oh, Alan Carr.
Yes.
Recently attended the BAFTAs, you know, because they got nominated for their show.
Oh, for the building house thing show.
Yeah, what's it called? Does anybody know?
I was going to say Holiday in the Sun or something, but I can't remember what it's called now.
I've not started watching telly yet, so I don't know.
No,
it's the one where they pay £1, don't they, to buy a property in Cyprus or somewhere.
Yeah.
It's very good.
They got nominated for it, but sadly they didn't win. But they were very happy to be there. There's, I've seen pictures on the internet.
But nominations are good. Yeah. I think, you know, you get recognition.
If you get a nod, that's just as good as an award in my book.
And what did win, do we know?
No.
No.
So you didn't bother watching the rest of the award then?
No. I didn't actually watch them. I just read it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Is that your Amanda Holden news then?
Yes.
Any more?
No. Holden,
here's
Right, it's episode 107. Scores on the doors at the moment. Jordan, you got 34 points. Kevin is ahead on 38. Right. Who's going first today?
He's got a smirk on his face.
Right, go on, Jordan.
Like he's got something that's bubbling.
Go on.
Right. A bloke was walking home from pub.
Was he northern?
Well, it's the way I've got to tell it. A bloke was walking home from pub, yeah? And he sees this scantily clad lady. And she wasn't wearing very much. So he tried his luck. He says, "Are you prosy?" And she goes, "No, I'm Catholic."
Yeah, the northern accent does help. But you always do northern.
Yeah.
Right, Kevin.
Jordan.
Yeah.
I've been seeing this dyslexic girl, right?
Oh, here we go.
Honestly, she's so sweet and innocent. She keeps sending me texts asking me to send her a duck pic.
I think everyone else found that funnier than I did. Oh, that, hey, that's a toughie.
Is it? Well, you were laughing.
Oh, God. Oh, Kevin.
Yay!
I'm going to give you the point. 39 to 34.
Have it, Jordan.
I've tried.
Well done, that man.
I'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.